CliffCentral.com.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Oh,
I want more.
Oh, yes. Kate Renata coming through on that one. The name of the track is Leave Me Alone. I know one person that wants the world to leave him alone on this fantastic Friday. His name is Keith Urlo. Yes, Keith Urlo. Yeah, I called you out, Nick. I called you out. Yes. Anyway, before we call out people anymore, let's jump straight into it. Hey, welcome to it. It is 20-something with Just Another Cool Kid. I am joined by my fantastic partner in crime, and she goes by the name London.
Listen, Sam. You know when you say fantastic, things happen to me, right?
Oh, when I say fantastic?
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Hi, Jack, how are you?
I am fantastic.
I'm great.
Oh, man, so... Without further ado, I actually want to get into it right straight off the bat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a bit of a personal history with, a connected history to the story we're about to get into. This Thank Keith you. Urlo guy.
Ashes in through.
Right? So this asshole is a teacher at St. John's College.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you guys have heard about this already today. You know what I mean? But I felt I needed to add my 2 cents worth to it as well. So I went to King Edward VII School, right, mm-hmm. which is literally up the road from St. John's College. And because St. John's College is a boys' school and CARES is a boys' school, we'd obviously call each other names. So the kids at CARES would say that the guys at St. John's are gay, and the guys at St. John's would say the guys at CARES are gay. I mean, boys being boys, mm-hmm. right?
Which and is normal.
It is. But there's one thing that I learned about St. John's students, like the boys on a personal level, on a one-to-one level,
yeah,
those are some snobby, stuck up rich kids when you bump into
and them. I'm sure they say the same thing about the boys.
No. The thing is, kids had a different reputation.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a different reputation back in my day. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I mean, I found out about this racist teacher who mm-hmm. was allowed to come back to school after they found out that he was racist. Like, there were a couple of instances where he was blatantly racist. So I got a friend of mine sent me a link mm-hmm. to a article that they put up on I think it's the Huffington Post.
Yeah.
One of those it is the Huffington
One
Post.
Of those words.
Yeah, one of those. You know these websites, man.
You
so many
to go there.
Right. So, the geography teacher, he was a geography teacher, this Keith Urlo, is alleged to have told a black learner who received high marks in a test, "You disappointed the blacks by getting a good mark."
Allegedly, right?
Yeah, oh no, allegedly, you're next. This
guy. I'm just trying to play the devil's advocate, yeah.
No, he was given a written warning, like a couple of... In fact, to my understanding, he was given his final warning.
Okay.
You know, but he was still allowed to come back to school. Listen to this one. He told black learners in his class that the only reason they were getting good marks is because they sat next to white learners.
Hmm.
Right.
Hmm.
Told a black scholarship learner who got a good mark, "Well done, boy. You started thinking like a white boy."
Wow.
Right? He admitted...
There's more?
There's more.
Wow.
He admitted publicly to disliking learners in the sixth form because there are too many foreigners in that grade, and called foreign nationals aliens. Okay? This guy thought he was in Independence Day calling people aliens.
Yeah.
But, well, the alien one I've heard before from Americans. You know, they call, you know, immigrants.
Doesn't
aliens,
make it right, though.
You know, foreign aliens. And what is that?
Doesn't
come on,
make
man.
It right.
Like, I'm
how do you call, how do you call an African names in Africa?
It's stupid, man. It's so stupid. He says, he went on to, he told a learner he was dirty because he was Greek. So his racism is not just for black and white people. For black people, rather, it's for it's across the board. Like, I mean, black people, Indian people.
Is it safe to say he just Chinese don't like people in general?
Yeah, in fact, he doesn't like a lot of people, seemingly. Listen to this one. claimed that the geography teachers at a dinner were bus drivers because they were black and so should not be served.
What must happen?
Okay, you know what? Like,
like, I'm so shocked. I can't believe there are people who think that way in this day and age. I know, I mean, we deal with this whole racism thing every single day. But should we be still dealing, though?
Here's what I think should happen, right? I mean, this guy is a teacher, meaning he's got a bunch of impressionable minds in front of him every single day he goes to school.
Yeah.
Once you see your teacher doing such or saying such, it almost gives you license to do the same.
Mm.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I mean, bullying. When you think about bullying and the emotional distress that a lot of students have to face,
yeah,
at a high school level or a primary school level, you mix that up with the racism and whatnot, it almost gives...
It's an abomination.
It is, man. It gives the kids that are of the same race as the racist teacher license to do whatever the hell they want.
Basically.
Which, and you know, there's certain things that happen to people that they just don't get over. You get what I mean? Like, there comes a time when you try work through some of the things people have said to you or done to you, and sometimes it ends up, you know, putting you further back than you initially started.
Yeah.
You know, like the uncovering of lost memories kind of thing. Like, if you suppress a memory and they bring it up again, it the potential for it to cause even more damage is there, and it's real. You know, the idea that St. John's College, be it allegedly or not, the idea that they let him come back to work is what scares me.
Some sort of endorsement. What you're doing is actually right, so it's fine. You can come back and continue with where you left off.
Shush, man. Like, I mean, even there's this phrase I've heard, you know, a couple of times in my lifetime, where they say the only way evil can win is if good men stand aside and do nothing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I feel like as much as the administration of St. John's College might say we've done all the things that we needed to do, for it to end up in the paper, it means you haven't done what you needed to do.
Yeah.
And therefore, good people, or we would assume good people, let evil win by doing nothing. Oh, man, but it's nonetheless.
This whole racism thing is just ridiculous.
I
don't understand. Let's go back to last week just a little bit.
For sure.
The My Way email.
Yeah.
It did the rounds and whatever. They launched an investigation.
Right.
And they're saying they have forensic proof that the email was fake.
Okay.
Fine. We get that. Now, they even know the person who sent the email. Who sent the screen grab around.
Yeah.
And, okay, Sharp, what are you doing about it? Nothing yet. Why? We just want to give the person who sent the screenshot a chance to tell us why they did it.
Right. Right.
And I'm saying, what happens to the person who was victimized, who supposedly sent an email, and because her picture was all over social media.
There you go.
Like, she was insulted left, right, and center. What must happen to her if you're giving the other person a chance to defend themselves and you're not pressing charges yet?
Yeah, you know, it's the world we live in nowadays, you know? And another thing, okay, fine, we find the person who fabricated this shandis.
Yeah. What? A disgruntled customer. Yeah.
Now, we go to the disgruntled customer, we say we're going to arrest you.
Why did you do it? No, we're not saying
for spreading
that.
The screenshot.
We are saying, why did you do it? Tell us the reason why you did it.
Does it matter?
Exactly. Does it?
I wonder if it matters, actually. Because at the end of the day, the controversy was
out there.
And
they don't want to tell us if the disgruntled client is a black person or a white person, considering that the email was racist.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Maybe there's a white guy who hates white guys and decided this is what I'm gonna do.
But by calling black people baboons?
Yeah, but I need to, it's that reverse racism. Yabona, it's a
puma
ring.
I'm over this. I'm so over this racism thing.
Do you know?
Bug that just needs to be cured already.
Here's what I think about this. I actually mentioned it on No Borders as well. We as black people, abantaba mnyama, we need to start loving ourselves first. Let's not care whatever some white person said or some random white person did. Let's forget that. Let's start with loving one another.
That's true, though.
Number one, stop spending your money ko Edgars. Yeah, come spend your money ko Mam Jamin, who's been a seamstress for 30 years. Go spend your money there.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't buy McDonald's. Do you know why? Kona lidi kota kukas. Arlo ba kota kukas. Do you want to? Let's start by embracing one another first. Mm-hmm. Once we are a united front, it'll be so unthinkable for a white person to try to be racist at that point in time, because all black people will turn around and say, "Hey, excuse you. You must not be talking about us. You must be talking about something else."
Yeah.
Because we know who we are.
That is so true.
We know what we want. You get what I'm saying? Let us unite amongst black people. We'll be fine.
Besides, I think when we reach that point where we love ourselves that much, it wouldn't matter.
It won't.
Whatever you say, it's just going to roll over.
It will
like
not.
We just, okay, sharp.
We'll end up calling these people exactly what they are.
You know?
Bunch of idiots. Seriously. You are just dumb. Okay? Like, when God made you, he took the dumb stick and whooped your ass with it.
You're an ass.
Just whooped your dumb ass with it hard. You know?
Yeah, man.
Because I remember there was this one incident that happened to me personally. I was in Menlyn in the parking lot. And we parked our car. In fact, we were waiting for a space to open up, right? And the space opens up. We park our car. We didn't notice there was some other white dude waiting on the other side. So we parked the car. We jump out. He's like, "Hey, you bloody cops, what I want." You know, like, I laugh normally.
Yeah.
But that day I laughed from the core of my soul. You know what I mean? I'm like, you can call me all types of monkey kaffir that you want, but you still don't have a parking spot, dumbass. You get what I'm saying? Like, how did your life change? Did you think you were going to hurt my feelings by saying that? Nick, please. I've
and
been through
it,
worse.
It goes
try.
A long way, because there's that level of they patronize you sometimes when they talk to you, and you're like, what? What happened to me was, I walked into a fabric shop. There I am minding my own business, and they're busy taking pictures. Now they want me to take a picture of the both of them.
Yeah.
And then this white lady, she hands me, and she's like, asks nicely though. I'm like, okay, cool. Nothing wrong with that. And then she's like, "You know how to use an iPhone, right?"
No.
Like,
no.
Like, you know, I...
It's not like there's a camera, like, button right there.
Like...
Because I'm, like, so stupid, I can't even hold the phone...
Oh, my goodness.
...in my hands, right? Because I am so dumb, right? Do you know...
I literally... Like, I was like, okay, let me save myself. Let me just, like, for their sake, let me just walk away from this. And I threw the phone on their trolley there. I was like, I'm not about this life.
Yes, in. Go there and jump.
Yes, in. I'm not there.
All right, man. So, after all the racism and nonsense is out of the way, we can get back to Freaky Friday!
Yeah, man.
It's the weekend!
Baby!
Come on! So, we are joined by fantastic musicians, okay? Mm. Like, I feel like we've been blessed over the couple of... over the past month. To hang out with really, really, really dope musicians, really cool guys, really cool girls. I mean, I feel like we are, in a sense, saving the music industry in a weird way, because a lot of the music that we've been listening to over the past couple of weeks is stuff that no one is making, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had a metal band that was made up of just black people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if we're not pushing boundaries, man, what the hell are we doing?
What are we why are we even here?
Shit, man. So if you listen, if you want to be a part of the conversation, you can send us your tweets at cliffcentral.com, at JNG underscore live with the hashtag 20 something. Oh, yeah. Send us your messages on WhatsApp.
0797482090.
Or you can do the old school vibe. 0861 555189. You give us a call and we can chat while you are there on the cellular telephone. Yeah, you say the whole thing.
Phone.
Yeah, the whole thing. Mobile cellular telephone. All right. So look, introducing people is all well and good, but I feel like people introduce themselves better, right?
Yeah.
So this is what I'm gonna do. We're gonna let Rocket Man introduce himself the best way he knows how.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I can think of is to play his music. Play them this.
Like,
what?
You'll find us there.
Like, man, which is why I think Zulu people don't get enough credit for being romantic, man.
Imagine.
Seriously, they
imagine.
Don't. They really don't. It's like, come on. Did you hear this thing?
Bruh.
Hey, man. Rocket Man, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
Thank you for coming through. Hey, man. Wizzy, what a blast. You just gave us something really nice. It's like you opened up our Friday to the love, right?
Yeah.
Pity you don't have like a Malove Fridays.
Hey.
Always turn up.
It's always turn up Fridays, man. It's all Marasing I chew that lento. We can just as easily. Because at some point turn up Fridays was awkward. Nah,
yeah, yeah.
In the beginning. So we can switch this thing up, man. Mm. How you doing, brother?
I'm great, man.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
So we just played your jam, man.
Yeah.
What inspired that? What I mean, you don't just wake up and write a song like that. What happened?
Actually, this song was meant to be a gospel song.
Aha.
And then one day, it just happened one day.
One day.
In studio, and I changed the lyrics.
Okay. And just.
So I wrote it for my daughter. Let me beat around the bush.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I knew there was a woman somewhere in the middle of this story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I wrote it for my daughter.
You've got a baby girl.
Yeah.
Congrats, man.
8 years old.
8 years
old.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, so she's at that phase, right?
Yeah.
Where she's asking too many questions.
Yeah.
Where do babies come from, daddy? You know?
And they want a lot of things too.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I can imagine she's the reason that you wake up and do what you do. Like, it's I'm sure she's like the center of your world, man.
Yeah, she is, bro. Like, I don't find a reason to stay at home.
Yeah.
Because I need to do something for her.
Yeah, man.
So I get up every day. I need to go hustle, bring in some money and 2 million.
Yeah, for sure, man. Why music? Why make music? There's so many things we can do nowadays.
Era, I'll go back long time ago.
Let's do that. Yeah.
Like, I was 4 or 5.
Okay.
And then there was this brass band playing.
For sure.
I started there.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed the brass band and the snare drums, the trombones and whatever.
Yeah.
And then later on, my dad bought me a drum kit.
Ah, okay.
And then it reminded me, oh, there's the thing.
Yeah.
This is what I want to do.
I finally found it.
Then I started playing.
Yeah, man.
I taught myself in the house. You got Oskito, church grooves.
Yeah.
Ka, 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 ka.
Yeah.
I started with that song.
Tribal Blast.
Yeah, I started with that song and then, it went on. Listen to songs and then I play over.
Yeah.
I covered a lot of songs when I was still young, so yeah.
Really cool, man.
Yeah.
We've also been joined by another young, vibrant musician. Tebo. How are you, brother?
I'm all good, man.
Hey, I'm good. I don't understand what's going on with that microphone. Are you afraid of it?
Nah, man.
Are you good?
Just up.
Hey, well, I'm going to name and shame you. This guy just got here. this guy just got here. How are you, my brother? Sweet, man. So let's get into your journey as well. Let's make this a whole musical family vibe thing going on. When did you start, brother?
Yo, Swale, like, it's been long, eh? I started at the age of 16.
Uh-huh.
So it's been very long. It's been very long. Okay, because right now I'm like 29 years old.
Yeah, man.
So yeah. I started at a very young age.
You don't look 29 at all, by the way.
I know, I look 16.
How does a 29-year-old look like?
A 29-year-old?
Yeah.
You know what a 29-year-old look like. Don't ask me silly questions. Don't put me on the spot like that, Londi. You know what a 29-year-old looks like, man.
I just never understand when someone says that. You don't look that age.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't look... 16, yeah. I mean, right now, when you're 29, you are 5 to 30. He doesn't look... he doesn't look 5 to 30.
You see, there are people like 35, and you wouldn't even tell that they're 35. And that's why I'm like, well, how does a 30-year-old and a 29-year-old look like?
Okay, well, he doesn't look like a 29-year-old. That's what I can tell you.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Moving right along.
Yeah, man. Debs, you play the keys, my dude.
Yeah.
How did you pick up that skill? What brought you towards learning the piano?
Church, man.
Hallelujah.
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 Because I started singing go to the choir at
Clap and Tap.
Yeah, from Clap and Tap.
Yeah.
And then I saw this other guy. His name is Thabo Phahle.
Yeah.
Playing the keys, and I was amazed. And like, wow.
Yeah.
I want to learn how to play that instrument, you know. So, I got to learn how to money, and then I'm bonds a few things in fail, and then I learned
from
my
there.
Way out, you know, throughout fail more industry and stuff.
Really cool. Yeah. Really, wait, or fail to one time way. Like, I used to go to church a lot, but to be honest, I didn't go there to praise God and stuff. Like it was about the music, man.
Wait, you used to go to church a lot.
Yes, I used to.
I find it so hard to believe.
Right? I mean, I had to grow up at some point. Like, there was a time
you
when I didn't have a choice.
Grow up at some point.
I didn't have a choice.
And actually be like, nah, screw this.
not like that. As in, at some point, I was a young person. And I didn't have a choice as to whether or not I should go to church. So we'd go there. Yeah. And you'd have that one major voice. Like, you know what I mean? And everyone just joins, man. Like, this hand clap, oh, man, moves mountains. Trust. So, I relate with you on the church part.
Man.
This goes to the both of you guys. Some of your musical influences, like, when you start creating the things that you do, who are the type of musicians you want to emulate or want to be like?
And I look up to a lot of musicians like Boom, Yo Tank, Therese, Kimotuaso Luna, so
for
Therese,
sure.
Bo, Luther Vandross, Cap Coelum,
but Donny Hathaway, people that can sing, man,
King Lewis, McComb,
alright, dope, Rocky Man.
Hey, I mean, I'm old school, Baba.
Okay.
Yeah, Jabukanyi.
Habash. Habash.
So, yeah, it's been my all-time favorite.
You know...
Your Jonathan Butler.
You know, there's... With the passing of... the recent passing of Ray Peary.
Mm-hmm.
Man, hey. There's this huge gap that has been left open because of the passing of people like Busing Khlong or Jabukanyi. Mm. Ray Peary, you know what I mean?
Highly
like
classic.
Those people were so organic and authentically South African, man. Hey, man. Oh, you just took me back.
Come back.
In fact, if I were to say to anyone, if you're going to be inspired by something, be inspired by those guys.
Yeah.
There's this album that my dad has, Huma Sekela, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he used to play it when I was a kid. Like, I still play that album till this day. It's called The Lasting Impressions of Huma Sekela. God. You know, that's when you see the genius and the brilliance of South African musicians, man. I mean, there was an album that he did together with Jonas Gwangwa and Kaifa Semenya. They call themselves the Union of South Africa.
Yeah.
I swear to God, play that album today from top to bottom and tell me if that does not sound like you. You know what I mean? Like your everyday life.
Yeah.
Tell me if that album does not sound like you. Do yourself a favor. Find The Union of South Africa by Jonas Gwangwa, Huma Sekela, and Kaifa Semenya. Tell me I didn't change your life.
Wow.
Tell me.
Wow. With everything that you just said, Jack, about the authenticity of the South African music, do you guys find that the new culture or the new how do we call them? The new musicians, they still stick to that, or do you feel like it's a little bit diluted now?
Now, according to my own opinion, I feel like it's a little bit diluted.
Okay.
Know, there and there, you know. Because I think the industry now, like Yarona, I think like we all trying to, you know, fit in. And then like some of us are fitting in a wrong way, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But now, I think it's important like to know where you come from.
For sure.
In order to have direction, as a musician, you know. So I think it's a little bit diluted there and there, because like everyone is trying to fit in, we all trying to sound, because like we end up doing the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like it sounds almost the same. You know.
Yeah.
So and nagila le problem ge ga yona to you, you know. So I think it's a little bit diluted there and there.
I hear that.
We still have those musicians, but not like they still holding it down, you know.
That's dope, man. Dope.
Yeah. You know.
On my side, I'm music wanga.
Yeah.
You know, when musicians copy what guys from the overseas do, it's tricky, man. Because now it takes away everything.
It does.
When you're here, I'm African, mm-hmm. South African,
Mhlalelokishini. Sure.
So I can't sell into yanga yase Soweto, Mhlalemamelodi.
For sure.
Yeah. So I have to sell what's from my hood.
Yeah.
This is how we live in my hood. So people must know my hood, ngami.
Yeah.
So ngisuke mina nyo kopa u Tyrese le or u whoever these guys are.
Yeah.
Ngihlale mami Lord, sing your sound and jungle. Yo,
yo, yo. Yeah.
Ngamani ngirapping Spitori. If I'm a rapper, then
yeah,
I might as well hit it Spitori,
for
mami
sure.
Lord, and then kunento special, my lord.
Yeah.
So no good to be special ngento yangaphandle. So
you know, I think the concern that a lot of musicians have is that their music won't sell if they sound like this or sound like that. You get what I mean?
We have the internet.
Yeah.
We have the internet. Just be original as possible and then push your stuff. Branding, look good.
It goes back to what you said last week. It's even if people don't understand it, like 10 people don't understand it, the world is so big.
It's so huge, man.
You're gonna find people who are gonna love
it's
what
so
you
big.
Do. Eventually, you will find people. I mean, there's a lot of us in this world, so you can't really say, "Ah, what if they don't sell?" Like you're only talking about what a certain percentage of people.
For sure.
Where else we have the whole world, and you just said something about the internet. I mean,
come on.
Well, no, I mean,
things like there's a song, Skabora Moriki.
Yeah.
A typical Limpopo song. But it broke through, like it went.
Right? Yeah.
Come on, it's big.
Yeah. Mom Kokotlo.
Mom Kokotlo. Yeah. They went international. But push his stuff south.
Yeah.
They didn't try and sound Jungo or Tamiya or whatever.
Mm.
I mean, I'm totally crushing this thing, Yoguti. I need to sound international for me to make it.
Yeah.
Let me sound local, but my quality must be international.
I feel that.
Then I'm good.
I feel that.
Yeah. Then I'm proper.
Yeah, man. Wow. It's so refreshing to hear that from musicians. Because sometimes, you know, when you sit and you think these things to yourself, and you know, you maybe talking amongst your friends and whatnot, it's one thing. But when you have people that are actually making music saying these things, it becomes a different story entirely. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We had a very interesting sit down with Nikki B last year. We had this little event and she came down and she spoke with us. And she told us about a story about what was in Angola. In Angola, one of the presidents in Angola, it was just after the changing of power and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What the president said was, listen, we are going to find our musicians. We're going to put them on almost every street corner so that the people in this country know what we sound like.
Mm.
You know, let us have one rhythm as a country. You get what I mean? Let's move forward. Because for now, it seems as if we've lost our sound as South Africans.
We did.
You know?
We have.
We did.
Mm-hmm. It's like we are busy. We got to the point that we sampled over.
Yeah.
And we lost... our original authentic sound. You know what I mean? It's a scary thing. It's a scary
thing. I just have one question.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet. What happened to Quiet?
Ish.
And then now, and then we go back to we come back to. We are copying the Nigerian sound.
Yeah, for sure.
Even in, I heard songs. It sounds in, it's a Zulu song, but the guy does it in the Nigerian vibe.
Mm, mm.
Then they put auto tune there.
Yeah.
Why don't you come back with the same beat, good beat? Shy sluggish, like do it South African, the South African way.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. A good beat, South African way, we good.
And
is it being lazy?
I don't know what it is. Or, it's
or,
about like,
or it's like trying to conform.
Because when you look at the opportunities that are given to certain people in this country, like our entertainment industry is, it's a very dodgy kind of place. You know what I mean? You know, hook and now, because I know you. You know what I mean? Kind of thing. And this.
And it's across, not only in music.
Not just, that's why I said entertainment. You know what I mean?
It's so bad.
Because Rona Babang, we don't have the 20K that we can put in Smang Mang's pocket so that our songs can get played.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Why? That's one of the things that happens in musicians' minds. Like, okay, I'm making this sound and it's dope, but Metro FM doesn't play this. 5FM doesn't play this. Let me make something that they play, which is what ends up happening.
I won't mention names, but somebody told me, "Ngisa something
nauzol." Yeah,
I'm like,
"Ntanga."
But
yeah.
You are a compiler. You need new music.
Here's new music.
Here's new music.
Yeah,
play the music.
Ngisa something.
Oh my God. Ngizokuzisa.
I like what you're saying. You're a compiler. You need new music.
You
know?
Yeah, you do.
You need it.
You do.
Like, I even stopped submitting. I was like, you know what? If my song will make it, then it will make it.
Yeah.
If vele kumele ngidlise abantu, then angeke ngibadlise
abantu. Ah, angeke. Bas
bona bazoyifuna kimi ke.
For sure.
Kumele babhadale mina for me to give them the song to play it on air.
Yeah. Really, really, man. And it's actually disgusting that these people are getting away with it on such a large scale. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand. What do you get as a human being for ripping someone off or to say, hey, wara, give me, I mean, so it's so useless, man. I feel like these platforms were made for us to share things, not to keep people on the outside, man. And what? And if I want to prove you wrong, if I think your music is rubbish, I'll say, give me your music, I'll play it. People won't like it. You know what I mean? That's the only proof that you can have. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hi, gentle brothers, we've got a keyboard in the studio, right? and I think we can't just let the keyboard sit there and gather dust. We need to do something with the keyboard. In fact, there's someone on the keys. My brother, didn't get your name?
Joy.
Joy, okay.
Joy.
Grab the microphone, Joy.
Yeah, boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are the guy on the keys for today.
Really?
It seems like it. Alright, cool. So, how are we going to do this, gentle brothers? Rocketman, did you prepare a little something for us? Or are we going to collab and put it all together? Maybe Londi will sing as well.
Yeah, at some point I wanted Londi to do some backing vocals for me.
And you didn't holla.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see what happens. Let's go crazy. Let's try it out.
Do you want to go first?
I think you should go first.
Debza or Rocketman? Okay, no, because Debza got your leg. You go.
You're not gonna hear the end of it.
Yeah, no, you're not. sit there by the piano, my dude. I'm sure you'll be comfortable. This is your thing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is your thing. I'm sure it's nothing now.
Actually, he should introduce us to his song.
Yes. Debza, what you got lined up for us, brother?
Should I play my song?
Yeah, I'm thinking you should play your song. That would be nice. No, actually, here's a better idea. Play my song.
I'm thinking of playing...
Play your song.
Song.
No,
I'm just joking.
Everything good in your earphones?
Yeah, la 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 la. Oh,
La 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 la. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. Mu Africa. One Yesu. Twarela. So seri a peri si amo o si tabi, yeah, yeah. Everything will be okay. Oh yeah, yeah. Butilo buyima kiatiba. Ufitela usatibi ukatabela kai. Sepo ifedile matata ipile matla khotala nakotsohle. Everything will be okay. Have you ever felt discouraged? Like nothing else seems to be right. You prayed and prayed and prayed, but something else went too fast. I'm here to let you know it's okay. Yeah. Everything will be okay. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Everything will be okay. Mo Afrika, one Yesu. So seri ya peri ti yamo o si tabi. Everything will be okay. Oh yeah. Mo Afrika.
Oh yes. Oh yeah.
That was beautiful.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Thank you for that, man. Like they just made us so soulful today, man. Like right?
Maybe it's a good thing, you know, when you your weekend started on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then it was a bit of a mission to get through Friday,
yeah.
And you're like,
yeah. So, Debs, is that song on your new project?
It's my song.
It's your single. Yeah, man. What's the name of the album?
No, it's not the album.
Oh, it's the singing. Next, okay. So, Mo Afrika, man.
Yeah, yeah.
What inspired that? What inspired that?
Hey, I can say for sure. I think it's my experiences in life. You know.
Yeah.
Like I've went through a lot in life, and the way situations that I've faced in life are the ones that actually inspire my music.
Yeah. Know? Yeah.
So yeah, man. I think because this song, Mamela Sent, it's a song of inspiration. It's a song of encouragement.
For sure.
You know,
for sure.
Like even though like you know, survive the way planning that thing, you should always hold on, you should always be positive and you know, and work towards your goal, you know what I'm
That's
saying?
For sure.
So,
that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, man,
giving up is not even an option.
It's not an option.
Yeah. Can't be an option.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one term we should throw away. Give up. Throw that one away.
Yeah.
Very far. No man, I really like, man. You know, I want to ask the both of you guys this because you guys make a similar style of music.
Mm.
Do you guys ever worry that you might get lost in the mix because there's other musicians that make similar music to you? Do you think your sound will stand out from the rest?
If it has to stand out, it will stand out.
Okay.
At the end of the day, we're doing the same genre.
Yeah.
And umculo uhlukile.
Yeah.
The content of the song is different. So like if following yengoma is depend on
the content.
On the content.
Yeah.
So I don't think there will be a point where I just change hip hop because
yeah.
Utebo got this, yeah, you know, or whoever, I will do it, man.
You know, I have to say, you seem like the most self-assured human being on earth. And not that you're so calm about it, man. You're so relaxed. Ungati, like, you were born knowing exactly what is going on, man. Like, I don't, you give me such a dope feeling, man. Just, I had to throw that one out. Not that you're so, like, you're so calm, man. You're very so calm. Like, you've got a really calming presence. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm looking at the time, like the time flies whenever we come here, it's ridiculous. So I'm thinking, Joy, you can get back on the keys, and maybe we can hear a little live performance from Mr. Rocket. You know what I mean, Rocket Man? Where did you get that name, though?
Hey, man. I'm also a drummer. Drums and percussion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It happened one time I was playing in some church, Bryanston Bible Church.
Hallelujah.
And then this guy, this white guy,
mm-hmm.
I have to mention, white guy just popped out and said, "Hey, bro, you beat the drum so fast, man. You're like a rocket, you know?"
Okay.
And then I started from there. I started calling myself Rocket. And then later I'm like, no, but this Rocket, no.
Yeah.
Rather, Rock It, because I rock when I play.
Yeah.
And Rocket Man.
Cool stuff. Cool stuff. Alright. Let's get into it. Joy, you good to go? Let's do this, brother.
Alright. This one I'm gonna do it. My Tululu.
Not only because I'm Zulu, but because I'm a woman.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Nhliziyo yam iketha wena, ingqondo yam icabanga ngawe, mphefumlo wam unqoma wena, wesithandwa sam ngisifunela wena. My tololo, tololo, lolo. My tololo, tololo, lolo. My tololo, tololo, lolo. My tololo, tololo, lolo. Wetali wami ngizifunela wena, we baby wami sandela la gimi, we standwa sami bo ngizithandela wena. My fohlosa sandela la gimi, my tololo, tololo, tololo. My tololo, tololo, lo. My tololo, tololo, lo, lo. My tololo, tololo, lo, lo. Yeah.
Ah, man.
Ah,
man.
That's the next singer that's coming.
Oh, man. I feel like if there's any white people that are listening to this show right now, they're like, oh, man, I want to call you Tululu too. You my little Tululu.
We're going to call every next black person Tululu now.
Yeah, you know what? I'd rather them call us Tululu than anything else, actually. Tululu. Actually. Hi, Tululu. Yeah. Like, ow. Yeah, man. It's really dope. Really cool, man. I mean, I think I find it so refreshing that there's young people out there who are communicating in their mother tongues and singing to people in their mother tongues.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. Okay, there's something going on with the lights. Something's going. Yabona uTululu wako? Called upon Eskom. Eskom is doing other things. We've actually got a message here from on our WhatsApp. Yeah, because we do that now, right? We've got a WhatsApp number.
We've evolved.
We are so in it, man. We are in it to win it. Don't mess around. Don't think this is a game. All right. So We've got a message here from Orapeling Raps, and she says, I have a little message for the Rocket Man. You are doing great, and I'm really proud of you. Keep going. You've got this. I love you. Your boy, Raps. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes.
Yeah. I actually Raps, thought it was, yeah. it was a girl. Because, you know, Kibone Orapeling, and I'm thinking, lady.
Oh, wow.
Hi, lady.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Zulu.
Nsazuji, leaky number.
Hey, man.
DM.
Now, we are so good. Utululu Segada is too. I need to send a message. Gentle brothers, man, it's been so awesome hanging out with you guys. As I said, like, time flies when we're in here. It's ridiculous. How do we keep up with you guys on social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram? Where can we watch you guys perform? How do we keep up with you guys?
On Facebook, I go by name Temba Rock It Man Munizi.
Yep.
And then Instagram and Twitter, it's Drum Rocket Man. One word.
Alright.
Drum cool. Rocket Man, yeah.
That's up.
Facebook, Tebogoserake.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, @Tebogoserake.
Just like that.
Ah,
man.
Where are you kidding? Where can we?
Well, I'm going to have a media launch in September.
Okay.
Where I'll be launching my full EP.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But details will come.
Yeah, you must send us an invite.
Yeah, of course I will. And then, I'm playing tomorrow in Attridgeville with a friend of mine, Lamise.
Ah, yes.
And yeah,
she's in Limpopo now. Né? She lives in Limpopo.
No, she lives in Pretoria now.
Lamise, is she back?
She's back.
Okay, no.
Keep up, sorry.
I haven't spoken to her in a long time.
So. However, at this point, most of my gigs are with DJs. Playing percussion with Lamise and Fresh and Sia and Orapeling as well.
So
for now, it's just those gigs.
Where we're finding the single Isiqalo Sami.
Isiqalo Sami is available on iTunes, Deezer, Spotify, and Play Store for Android users.
Okay.
And I have a free link for those special ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll leak it as well.
For sure. Thanks, man. Tebza.
Nice.
Oh, there's nothing at the moment, but I usually perform at 649 Premium Launch.
Yeah.
Come checking.
All right.
Yeah, representing Western Dwight.
Every Sunday,
man, I'm always
jamming out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, man. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. It was such a refreshing talk, man.
It's short.
It was short, right?
It's very short.
Ah, but I think it was sweet enough.
Yeah.
We'll get away with it. All right, just like that, 20-something. Another one for a week. We're done. Okay, we'll be here next week. Londi Sam?
Hey.
How are you doing this weekend? What are you doing this weekend?
I am not sure about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But Sunday, I should be doing Durban.
Ah, okay. Yeah. As for me, tonight, Bundu in TUT Karankuwa Freshers.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow, TUT Soshanguve Campus.
That's the one I'm not
then
sure of.
Sunday, we are out at the Shack Market in Alexandra.
Yes.
Yeah, amen. The Shack Market is hey, come through, come check it out, listen. Yeah, man. All right, just like that, we out of here, and we leave you in the capable hands of Fela Kuti.
CliffCentral.com.